Let's talk about Riverside.fm, the leading podcast and video creation platform that's changing the game on how creators record content. Riverside FM allows you to record studio quality audio and up to 4K video on their platform. Now you can interview a guest 1,000 miles away and it'll sound like you're sitting in the same room. It's as easy to use as Zoom, but gives much higher quality audio and video recordings. Did we mention that they have a mobile app? This allows guests to connect directly from their phone and record content from anywhere. After your content is finished, you can easily grab clips to share them across your social media channels. So if you're looking for a hero platform for all your recording needs, from podcasts to webinars to other video content, you should be using Riverside FM. Sign up today so you can focus on your content and leave the quality to Riverside FM. Use promo code SHIPIT and receive a 30% discount on your first 3 months of your subscription. That's promo code SHIPIT to receive a 30% discount on the first 3 months of your subscription. Back to the show. Welcome to another episode of the Talking Blues podcast. I'm Josh and I'm joined by both of my co-hosts, Alex and Peter. We are here today to recap the Chelsea versus Tottenham match, the 1-0 victory for Chelsea, which made it 3-0 on aggregate in leg two of the EFL Cup semifinal, meaning Chelsea move on and we're going to be in the EFL Cup final. Do we know the opponent that we're playing it? Did that match happen?
No, we don't. It's actually the first leg is happening tomorrow, I believe, because it got pushed back due to Jurgen Komplainer.
COVID.
Yeah.
Too many players on COVID.
It actually turned out to be fake positives, too, which is ironic.
Oh, of course it did. You know, I can't talking about Thomas Tuchel and Jurgen Klopp complaining about COVID issues, Alex. Why would you get me started on that? You're already trying to get me to complain, okay? To complain about complainers, funny enough. All right. Well, anyway, we're going to go through that. And then also, I know it's a little bit early. It depends on when you're listening, though, because you could be listening Saturday morning. You also could be listening Friday night. But we're releasing this Thursday morning, so I don't know when. A little early, but we wanted to get to our also Chelsea versus Man City preview. That's going to be a match happening on Saturday, January 15th, 7:30 a.m. for us, 12:30 p.m. for everyone watching in the UK. Really exciting match happening then. Exciting more for Man City fans than it's Chelsea. Than for Chelsea fans, I feel like we're more nervous heading into this one. It's going to be, I think, fun, though, either way. Hopefully, it's going to be fun. Alex did talk already, but I'll still send it to you guys. How are you doing after a 1-0 victory today?
I'm doing well. Obviously, it's nice to beat, obviously, London Derby. That's great. Get a win. Get a cup win. Get to the finals. You know, it's a good day in a game. This was basically just the first leg time, like a second game, except not really. I don't know why I said that, but whatever. I mean, it was similar in how we basically dominated the early stages. We probably had like 80% possession through the first like 20, 30 minutes, maybe even the first half. And then we slowly started losing control of the game. And I mean, they did score. Well, they didn't score 3 times, but they had 2 penalties that got ruled out for VAR. They had a goal that got ruled out for offside. So, I mean, you could argue that we were a bit lucky in this game. I think we still would have won. I think it would have been very, very hard for us to choke a 3-0 lead on aggregate, obviously, because of Rudiger's goal. But we didn't look that great defensively, which you could say is because we're playing a new system. We obviously played 4 at the back, and you also have Malang Sarr at left back, who isn't the most defensively sound, though I will say he had a very good game, or very good as a stretch, but I mean, by his standards, where you don't really expect him to be up to the caliber of everybody else, I mean, it was a pretty good game from him. It was a pretty good game for everybody. A few players didn't really show up that much. They were kind of just there, but I mean, in general, It was a good. I mean, we won, right? We won the leg, we won the tie, and we're into the finals. And it's against Spurs, and we beat Spurs. And Spurs are just bad, and you just love to see it.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you, Peter. We played well. Tony Rudiger especially played extremely well. I have a bit of a stat sheet here from him. Obviously, one goal, 94 successful passes, 97% pass accuracy, 9 duels won, and 3 aerial duels won. 5 times he won possession for Chelsea. So much for being exposed with a 4 at the back. Toni Rüdiger was sensational today. It's always nice getting a win over Spurs, and I thought we played well. I thought Kovacic played well. Another player I just wanted to point out there, Jorginho as well, besides his mistake that almost hurt us if it wasn't for that offside. You know, I'm satisfied with the performance, and now we just have to move on to a really big game against Man City. If we want any hope of winning the title this year, we're going to have to win this game. And I think we can. We're on a good run of form right now. And now that, you know, Lukaku's back and good graces, Werner's back, a lot of our guys are back healthy, I think hopefully this should be an exciting game come the weekend. But I was happy with the performance. And I thought Malang Sarr actually played well, Peter. You know, there was a few errors here and there, but I thought he was solid.
One player there that's like not, that doesn't have a definite when coming back date, that is still not 100%, obviously, still injured, is, I think, Trevor Chalobah. I don't think we know a clear date, week-to-week timeline or whatever it is, month-to-month, if it's that bad. I think it's more week-to-week, but we don't have an exact date or timing of when he's coming back, so that's one thing to think about. I know we're going to have our preview and our lineup preview, especially to the Man City match coming up in a little bit, but I do want to ask both you guys. So we did 4 at the back today. Do we go back to it on Saturday against Man City?
Personally, I mean, you never know with Tuchel. Tuchel loves to tinker. He likes to mess things up. He likes to switch things up and get a little crazy. But I am not comfortable with having either A, Marcus Alonso, or B, Malang Sarr as my left back against Man City. Against, I don't know, a mid-level to bottom-level Premier League team where we could try it out and try to get more used to the system, I'd be completely fine with it. But I do not trust either one of those two players, Alonso or Sarr, to go up against Riyad Mahrez and go up against that City attack, which has been so dangerous and is just very, very good. And I think that's just a recipe for disaster. Plus, it's worked in the past. It hasn't worked the past few times, the last time we played them with the 3 at the back system, but we know it can work. We know what we need to do to beat them, so I don't know why we'd switch it up, but then again, like I said, Tuchel likes to switch it up, so who knows.
I think they're gonna go 3 at the back. I think we kind of got a decent personnel to do it, and I think you'll see in my lineup in a couple minutes, but I think there's a reason he goes 3 at the back. And I think he's going to do it a certain way to make us more flexible, moving from 3 to the back to 4 at the back at certain different times. But yeah, that's kind of my predictions for the City game before we get into lineup. Are we doing the player ranking or the player ratings now?
Yeah, we're going to do the player ratings. So if anyone... Oh, well, let me run through the stats, of course. Do that first. 15 to 13 shots was favorite... What, Alex? You made a little...
No, just being like,
yeah,
there you go.
Tottenham, 15-13 led shots. Shots on target tied at 3-3. Possession 64-36%, led by Chelsea. Passes also led by Chelsea, 701-396. Pass accuracy, well, Chelsea led in passes. Who do you think led in pass accuracy? Chelsea did, 89-77%. 12-10 fouls, Chelsea led that. No yellow cards, no red cards. 3 offsides to Tottenham, one of them being that Harry Kane goal, right? So that was not counted. And then 7-6 in corners, Tottenham led that. Okay, now, yes, we can go to the player ratings. If you're new or if you've been here before, we go through Fan Nation, Absolute Chelsea, the Sports Illustrated player ratings, and Alex and Peter come to a decision and guess what the rating is for the player. We go out of 11. The last time they did it together, they went 5 for 11. So let's see if they can do better than they did last time. Okay, Alex, you're keeping track of the tally?
Yes.
I wasn't asking you. I was just saying, Alex, you're going to keep track of the tally?
Yes, I will. I will be doing that.
Yeah, and we'll start now. Start with Kepa Arrizabalaga. His player match rating was?
I think he was quite solid. I don't know what you think, Alex, but he made a couple. He didn't really need to do much, but when he needed to do much, he did what he needed to do.
Yeah, agreed.
Seven.
They're very nice with Kepa's rating today. They do give him an 8.
Ooh. Jinx.
Nice.
So that would be 0 for 1. We go to the second player. That is Cesar Azpilicueta. What does he get?
7.
I don't...
6? 8? 10?
No, it's a 6 or one. 7, definitely. Yeah, I think Josh is right there. Let's go 1. No. I mean, he didn't really do much.
I think it's a 7. I'm almost positive.
I'll trust you. 7 it all is. Right. 7.
I'm going to look really stupid.
You're going to be disappointed, Alex, because... As in fact, got it. Yeah, got a 6.
Oh no!
this is part 2. You're selling again, Alex. Come on, Alex.
Peter, you also said that you weren't gonna trust in this episode. So go with your gut, man. You said 6.
I did say that, but I mean, he was like very confident. He was like,
"I know." He came right in.
He's got a 7.
Right in with the 7. He came right in with that.
Okay.
Christensen.
7 or 8.
Let's go 7.
Can we go 8 just because you think it's 7?
Fine, we'll go 8.
Okay, 8 it is.
Why aren't you listening to Alex, Peter? It was a 7 for Andreas Christensen.
Oh my God.
Damn it, Peter.
You're off to an 0 for 3 start.
Hey,
I'm going to give you a little hint on this one because you got... What, Peter?
We're going 8 and 11. It starts now. Let's go.
Okay. All right. I'm going to give you a little bit of a hint in this one because of the bad start so far. Antonio Rudiger was the best center back today. What was his rating?
9.
Definitely.
All right. Kind of gave you that one, but hopefully you were going to say that anyway. It is a 9 for Antonio Rudiger. That's going to lead you to 1 for 4. 1 for 4. Malang Sarr, you said he played well today, Alex. What does he deserve?
7.
Okay, Peter.
I'd even go 6, maybe, but 7. Lots of ums from Peter.
I know.
Not a lot of answers.
This is a big decision, Peter. What are you going to go with?
I mean, it is, because I did say that we were going to go 8 and 11.
8 straight, yeah.
Yeah, we were going to get 8 straight.
Well.
How confident are you that it's a 7?
Medium confidence. I'm 50-50 between 7 and 6.
You do one more.
I'm going to go, Peter, I actually think 6. I'm going to go 60-40, it's 6.
I don't know about that. I'll go. I think it's on like a 7 point. I think it's like 7.5.
No, but Josh tells us if it's a 0.5.
I do give you the 0.5. It is a round number here. They do.
Well, I didn't even realize that they did 0.5. I was just like saying like I was between 7. I'll go 7, right? Because you that's the 40. 7. Okay.
7.
So Peter, I think you were saying the 0.5 like you were between a 7 and an 8 there. Mm. Yeah, you should have went with that 8. Malang Sarr gets an 8 out of 10, according to Absolute Chelsea.
That's probably a bit high. I can see why, because he did have flashes, but he also didn't, like, it's an 8 out of 10 for him, is what I'll say. But I don't think it's an 8 out of 10 in general.
That leads you to a 1 for 5 performance so far. And you know what? This is my favorite part, actually. Reading the descriptions and we don't fully agree, or you guys don't fully agree, because it's just me basically trying to understand what words they're using in their very descriptive bios of each player. So Malang Sarr picked up right where he left off last week, nullifying the limited Spurs attacking threat with consummate ease.
Okay. Reading Josh.
Many wrote off the Frenchman chances of making it at the club. And it is true to a fair extent that injuries elsewhere have thrown him a bone that otherwise was unlikely to land his way. But it has been pleasing to see that he can step up to the plate and show that he has a role to play in the royal blue shirts. Jorginho, what does he get? Peter.
Well, I do want to say that was more of just a recap of Malang Sarr's time at the club than it was about his performance. But, you know, I won't nitpick. Jorginho, if Sarr was an 8, I'll go an 8-2. But it could be a 7. But he was just solid.
8.
Okay, mm-hmm. 8.
Nice agreement between the both of you. It's an 8 for Jorginho. That's going to put you at 2 for 6 overall. We go to the next player in the midfield, Mateo Kovacic.
8-2. Yeah, I was going to say they were about the same. They both played pretty well.
Yeah, they were about the same. You're right, because it is very close, but it's not an 8. It's a 7 for Mateo Kovacic. That's going to put you at a 2 for 7, I want to say, record so far going through this. Mason Mount up top. Not up top, but yeah, attacking.
7.
The Peter Grunt.
See, he didn't really have a good game, but he did have the assist on the corner. So, like, it's a 6 or a 7. So, how confident are you in a 7, Alex?
Medium confidence. I'm okay, going to go 6 now that you're doubting me.
Oh, okay. So, 6 it is.
6.
Nice agreement again coming back around to a 6 because Mason Mount was a 6 out of 10. That puts you guys at a 3 for 8. We're going to go to Callum Hudson-Odoi now. What was his rating? I think, I don't know, respond to the last one.
7.
Paul. Okay.
I'm saying the exact same thing as last time. How confident are you that it's a 7?
I'm more confident. I think it's closer to a 7 than it is a 6.
What did he do to deserve that?
We got Alex Grunt now.
I don't know. Okay, 6. Fine, 6.
But now I'm going to look stupid if it's not 6.
Fine, let's go. You're going to look stupid now.
Okay,
let's
6.
6.
Listen. 6. Listen, guys, Peter doesn't look stupid. That's 2 in a row that he pushed.
I'm not
Alex,
guys. Don't worry about it. I'm not Alex.
That is going to be 4 for 9.
If we get these last two right, we'll have a record.
True.
It'll be amazing for the two of us, at least.
The German that you guys both love, the player, the striker, Timo Werner. What's his player rating, Peter? I'm going to start it off with you because I mean you're on fire right now.
7, but it could be a 6.
I'm gonna go 7. Yeah.
Oh, because I was saying he's kind 7. Of on par with Mount and Odoi, but I feel like he also was a bit more dangerous. Exactly. Yeah. Okay. 7. So 7.
He was a bit more dangerous, and he was a 7. You have tied your record from last time. 5 for 10. This is it. The drum roll, please, Alex. Add that in. Thank you. All right.
La caca. All right.
The meme of Romelu Lukaku. For anyone who's on TikTok or Twitter, you know that meme well. Romelu Lukaku, what was his player rating?
This is the toughest one.
Yeah, very true. Because I personally think he had a bad game, but it also the game wasn't suited to him, so it's not really his fault because he didn't really get the chances.
He made some good runs. He held up the ball reasonably well.
Okay, so that means
I think it's going to be 7. It could be 6.
If we're going off the attacker's rating, right? I think he was definitely more dangerous than Mount and Odoi, and they even gave Mount a 6 with an assist from a corner. But that makes me think it could be 6 because even though he got
but he seemed like similar dangerousness to Werner, so I think like 7 would be.
And they did have a good link up between the two of them.
No, I'm thinking 7.
You seem confident.
Yeah, 7.
So if I trust you on this and it's not 7, I'm never forgiving you.
Okay. 7.
7.
7. Drum roll. Let's see. Hopefully a YouTube ad doesn't play before this. Because I'm Alex, you're going to add a drum roll earlier, but I'm going to help you with the editing process and put one here. You know what that happiness means in the sound of the drums and the trumpets? It was a 7 for Romelu Lukaku, which I don't know. I don't know why you're celebrating the 6 out of 11, but you know what? I'm celebrating it with you, okay?
We started out of 11. We started 5 for 11 the first time. We got 6 and 11. Next time we're going to get 7 for 11, and eventually we'll get all 11.
No.
It's a big...
that's not going to happen.
That's a huge statement there. All right, so let's go over some Chelsea news before we go to this Chelsea versus Man City preview. Chelsea has recalled Kennedy from his loan spell at the Brazilian side, Flamengo. And then, I believe that's how you say it. And then going to Emerson... We've been hearing about how he's loved in Lyon, and it doesn't seem like he's coming back anytime soon. But Chelsea's still making a push. So I feel like I keep on seeing and saying the same thing over and over every episode, but that's just the deal. Chelsea are trying to push him back. And also, Chelsea still haven't renewed Rudiger's contracts, but apparently the talks are progressing. That's the Chelsea news. Anything you guys have to add? If not, I'll go right to Man City.
We need to sign Rudiger. Kennedy, I think, is going to go back out on loan, so nothing too big there.
Did I say the team names right? That's a real question.
Yes, Flamengo.
Nope, that's Flamingo. Not what Alex...
Flamengo.
It's not a Flamengo, though.
A Flamengo.
You said so Flamengo.
I
said
it right. Like did I bird. Say Flamengo? Oh,
you no. did Sorry. Say Flamengo, like the pink bird.
Oh, okay.
This is a rare time Josh has actually gotten it right, and you corrected him to be something wrong.
All right, fine. Flamengo.
All right. We're Chelsea good. Versus Man City on Saturday, January 15th, 7:30 a.m. Again, 12:30 p.m. for everyone watching in the UK. The percentages, according to Google, Man City have a 58% chance of winning this match. It's a 23% draw, and Chelsea have a 19% chance of winning this match. Crazy how the draw percentage is higher than Chelsea's win percentage, but I do understand. Man City in their last five, all wins. Chelsea in their last five, four draws, one win. Man City top of the table, 10 points ahead of Chelsea in second with 53 points. That means Chelsea has to have 43 points. And Manchester City with only two losses on the season, but same thing with Chelsea. They just have a bunch of draws. They have seven draws in there. All right, let's go to our lineup. Like we all said, I think we all agree that no four at the back. So I'm going to have Kepa in net. No Mendy still. Silva, Rudiger, Christensen in my back three, and I'll start with that.
I completely agree with you, Kepa and net. Mendy's at AFCON for now. I don't want to say that I'm rooting against... Actually, you know what? No. Kepa has been impressive the games he's played. I'm not even worried about Mendy. Obviously, I'd like him back because he's a top-class keeper, but Kepa has shown that I can be confident in him. So I'm happy with Kepa and net. And then I agree with you that Rudiger, Silva, and Christensen will be the three at the back.
I'm going to go Kepa and goal. Rudiger, Christensen, Silva as my back three. Wing backs, I'm going Azpi, and I'm torn between Callum Hudson-Odoi and Christian Pulisic. I'm going to go Christian Pulisic at left wing back. Should I go through my midfield too? I mean, why not?
Yeah, sure.
I'm going three in the midfield. I'm going a Tuchel tinkering fest. Kovacic, Conte, Jorginho, three in the midfield. So I have, you know, it's more of a 3-5-2 for me. Against Man City.
I'd say mine's similar to that. I have three at the midfield, but it's not three straight in the midfield. It's Mount, it's Mount playing ahead of the two midfielders. But I could actually see that. I do like that because they are three of our best players, Kovacic, Jorginho, Conte, and I do want all to start. But this is a prediction, not what I want. And I'm not sure if he'll do that. I could see it happening, though. Obviously, City's midfield is very dangerous, and I think that's basically what we did against City. I don't remember if it was last game or one of the past times we've played them, but I remember, I think, Mount dropped into the midfield, but I'm kind of having him play more head... Whatever. Wingbacks. I have Aspi, and I do like the Pulisic shout, but I think it'll have to be Alonso. I'm not particularly confident and Alonso, but it's better that he's at left wing back than left back in a back four, so we'll have to deal with that. And then I'll have Jorginho and Conte in my midfield. I could see and then Mount ahead of them. I could see Kovacic there instead of Mount, and it's more of a three if flat, but I'm not sure how defensive versus attacking Tuchel wants to be. That's the main question.
So my wing backs in midfield, Alonso, Azpi, Kovacic, Jorginho in the midfield. I know they played today, but they have time to rest. And then I could just go to my front three. I have Mount. I have Christian Pulisic, which before recording, we talked about the lineups. Peter was not so 100% on Christian Pulisic starting, but he started against Liverpool, so I could see it happening again. And then up front, not Timo Werner, Romelu Lukaku.
For my front three, or front two, because I don't have a front three. Well, I'll explain my formation in a second, why it's so genius, and why I should be the new manager of Chelsea when Tuchel retires. But I'm going to go Werner and Lukaku. I thought they had good link-up play today, so I'm going to go with those two up front. And the beauty of this is we can shift to a 4-3-3, bring Pulisic up to left wing, bring him to right wing, Werner at one of the wing spots as well, and then play four at the back. So, you know, things can shift and adjust. That's why I think Tuchel is going to go three in the midfield. Man City control in the midfield with Bernardo Silva, with Rodri, with Phil Foden. So I think he's going to want to pack the midfield, and that's why I'm going my lineup.
I see. I mean, those are all valid points. That's why I could see it happening. You basically explained it a much better way than me just saying, yeah, I could see it happening. But my front two / front three, I don't really know where, if Mount's more in the midfield or than he is as more of like a center forwards cam, but I'll just say I only have a front two. I also think it'll be Lukaku and Werner. Like you said, Alex, they had good link-up play today. I think they could be dangerous. Hopefully we can sneak a goal somewhere, you know, kind of like we did in the Champions League final, just a chance out of nowhere. I'll go confident. I'm going to do a goal prediction and a player scoring prediction. I'll say 1-0. I think we're playing better, but it is City, so we're probably going to lose, and it will not be 1-0. But if we're going to win, it'll be 1-0. And I'll just say, just because it's going to be Werner. It's got to be. It'd be so poetic. Just to Josh, I mean, if it does happen and it is Werner and we do win 1-0, you know, we're going to have an entire episode dedicated to Timo Werner. Just, that's a promise. Well, you probably don't need to be worried because we're probably going to lose and get shut out anyway, but who knows?
2-1 Chelsea win. Werner and a Jorginho penalty will win it for Chelsea. 2-1 Chelsea, I repeat again. 2-1 Chelsea. We are back in the title race, baby.
Oh, you guys are too freaking positive. My God, I got to come in here with some negativity at some point, right?
No, yes. You don't have to do that. No,
I do. Well, didn't I have them losing to Liverpool? I did. And look what happened. They drew. And fine. I think you had them winning, right? Yes. Okay.
I had a draw, I think, actually. But yeah.
All right. Go back and listen to the episode, Alex. How about that? All right. Negativity time. 2-1 victory. The opposite way. The other blue color is going to take it. Manchester City get the victory. But we'll have to wait and see. And I think it's going to be another, by the way, back-to-back, like 2-1. I'll say that, a 2-1 episode. We're going to preview the Brighton match on Tuesday, where we're also going to talk about and react to the Manchester City match. So look forward to that sometime either during the weekend or on Monday. But for right now, I thank you so much for listening. You could subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. On Apple Podcasts, you can drop 5 stars and write a rating and or review. And then go to shippingstudios.com/talkingblues. On there, you can find out all the places where you can listen. You can also subscribe to our YouTube channel where we upload content on there from time to time. And then you can follow us on Twitter at TalkingBluesPod. Alex is on Twitter at Anorian23. I'm on Twitter at JoshSolo29. And with that, again, thank you so much for listening. Enjoy the match on Saturday, win or loss, draw as well. That's a thing too. But anyway, thank you so much for listening, and we will see you next time for another episode of the Talking Blues podcast.
Welcome to the All 80s Movies podcast.
I'm Bill.
And I'm Jason. And this is the podcast where we talk about the blockbusters, the flops, and everything in between from one of the freshest decades for movies, the 1980s. So whether you're a brain, a jock, a valley girl, or a Jedi, we've got some 80s classics for you.
Do these movies stand the test of time? Are we discovering something new? Is there an 80s movie we're finally watching for the first time?
Join us each week as we dive into the cinematic nostalgia that inspired and influenced a generation. From the hits to the cult classics, we'll discuss our earliest memories, favorite scenes, fun facts, and our not-so-favorite movie moments, too.
It's the All 80s Movies Podcast, now available on all major streaming platforms. Please subscribe and happy listening.